Welcome back to episode 2 of Rockies Recapped, where today we will be talking about the Philly series and going into the National Series. Thursday, we get two very important players back in Ryan McMahon and David Dahl. Ryan McMahon coming out and hitting two home runs on Thursday night to give the Rockies a 6-2 win over the potential NL East favorites. In the Philadelphia Phillies, and David Dahl coming back, having a pretty strong performance for himself. You know, he, in his first at-bat, he didn't do much his first at-bat, but, you know, he drove in a runner with that nice double in the gap. So, you know, Rockies here recently have been dominating. It looks like the offense has found some footing, and it's getting some grip back, and it's starting to push itself forward to the offense that we were used to in the 2018 season and the 2017 season, and it's becoming the offense we know and love. Daniel Murphy, speaking on injuries, was just sent for his rehab assignment, so we are hoping to see him probably in the next couple weeks. I'd say probably give it 2 weeks, you know, beginning of May, probably right before the home series with the Giants is when we'll see him back. But yeah, let's recap everything from the Philly series so far. You know, game one, not a lot of people didn't know what to expect because, you know, Bryce Harper, Andrew McCutchen, Gene Segura, who hasn't played in the series yet, JT Realmuto, all of those guys are really, you know, like they're the dominant players in that club, and we shut them down in game one. You know, Harper went hitless. He did have a walk, but he didn't get a hit. Like I said earlier, Ryan McMahon really carrying the offense with a three-run homer and then with another homer late in the game. Dahl hitting that double and driving in a run also helped with the offense. So we win the first game in 9 innings. Second game, lot slower paced, you know. They went down early. We went down early. We were down 2-0. Came back, tied it. Went to extra innings. Thankfully, it wasn't the 18 innings like we experienced before earlier in the season. But it was extra innings where we had Charlie Blackman hit his first home run of the year. Ended up being a walk-off. Ended up being the game winner. So, congratulations to Chuck Nasty on that. Currently, in game 3, Charlie Blackman hit a first pitch home run in the bottom of the first, you know, and then it just all fell apart, you know. We were up 2-0 in the second, then we gave up a run and we were up 2-1. Then we went up again in the third and we were up 3-1. Then you know, Antonio Senzatella gives up a bases clearing double to a backup infielder. I don't even know his name. I don't know much about him. But it ended up being a bases-loaded, bases-clearing double off of the British barrier. And it looks like they just hit a 3-run home run. So we are down 7-3 right now in the seventh. Mike Dunn is on the mound. 2-1 on Rhys Hoskins. So hopefully they figure out what's going on. You know, I predict us not to sweep the Phillies. I think we're either going to win it 3-1 or we're going to split the series 2-2, which either way, you have to look at this as an upside. You know, we're winning games now. We're not giving up stupid losses. This is just a Phillies team that was really hungry. You know, Bryce Harper didn't do much in the first two games. I mean, yeah, yesterday he had 5 hits, which was a pretty big game. But, you know, he didn't really win the game for the Phillies. Charlie Blackman ended up winning it for the Rockies. You know, Bryce Harper's the real deal. I don't know what to tell you guys. I mean, he's driving in runs for him. He's getting important hits. And thankfully, he hasn't homered yet. At least, I don't think he's homered yet. There was just a pitching change. Mike Dunn comes off, and Carlos Estevez comes on for JT Realmuto. Looks like Mike Dunn walked Rhys Hoskins. So, we got the flame-throwing right-hander on the mound now, so we'll see how this goes. Realmuto is having a really good game, 2-for-3, and he has a run. So, it's just one of those things where, I mean, you win some, you lose some, you can't win them all. So, I mean, this has been a really dominant series for the Rockies so far. I definitely did not expect them to take the first two that easily. And I can't even say that easily because the second game was so close and so anxious that you weren't sure if they were going to take the second game. But thankfully, you know, we have veteran players like Charlie Blackmon and, you know, Tony Walters extended that at bat so long and then walked and got on base for Charlie and set up that home run. So big props to the stash on getting on base. And then tonight it's just been, you know, Dahl's struck out. McMahon hasn't done much. Arenado's not in the lineup, so you can use that as an excuse. Raimel Tapia hitting inside the park home run, which should have boosted the momentum, but it looks like our pitching is letting us down a little bit right now. It's one of those things to where it's just one of those games, man, you know. Our offense is doing all they can. I mean, we have 9 hits right now. The Phillies have 7 runs on 11 hits and an error, and the Rockies are on 3 runs on 9 hits. I mean, we really should be driving in these runs, guys. I mean, you know, we're getting on base and then we're just stranding runners, and that's something we can't do. We've got to really be focusing and getting timely hits. It's been a good series so far. You know, 5 games is a long winning streak. I am definitely not going to be disappointed, you know, if we lose this game. I'll be at the game tomorrow. I'll probably record a podcast, but won't put it out until maybe a little bit later. Maybe before the end of the Nationals game, try to get some people on. Try to get some fans on the podcast, see what they think is going on with the offense right now. What's going on with the team, what they think. You know, I'll keep you guys updated as you know, I'm going to try to. You know, we had 5 listeners on the first podcast, which is absolutely amazing. I really do appreciate everybody that even gave it a shot and tried it. I mean, I'm sure it was sounded awful, but you know, you gotta try something and you gotta work out the bumps. But yeah, I mean, we're crushing it right now, and it looks like Carlos Estevez got out of that jam. So good for him. We'll see who comes up in the bottom of the 7th. I'm not really sure, guys. I haven't been really paying attention too much to it. David Dahl's up. So we will definitely be in a good spot with David Dahl coming up. So I am going to sign off here. I'll update you guys on how the game went tomorrow whenever I'm live from Coors. And of course, as always, be the best Rockies fan you can be. Wear your purple and black with pride. And catch you guys in the next episode.